Good afternoon. My name is Huey Ling. I'm a faculty in Moffitt Cancer Center and in Department of Biostatistics and Bioinformatics. And my talk today is HPV co-infection associated with genital warts and using machine learning approach. And genital warts are the most common clinical manifestation of HPV infection. Also, these genital warts are benign, but they are highly infectious and can cause a lot of psychosocial distress and physical discomfort. And the estimate, there are approximately 200 million this kind of economic burden spent in the U.S. annually for the direct medical cost of this kind of treatment. And the treatment is often ineffectively. So based on literature review, HPV type 6 and 11 are the most commonly HPV type in condyloma, about 96 to 100%. But the impact of the HPV co-infection is still unclear. So the objective of this study is to evaluate the HPV co-infection. That means whether more than one type of HPV have a synergetic effect can cause it can increase the risk of condyloma. So the study design is used the HIM study. HIM study is the HPV infection in men study cohort. Is a large multinational prospective study of men for the age 18 to 17 in three different countries, including U.S., Mexico, and Brazil. And each healthy man will follow 6 months. Will have a 6 months follow up. And for the pathological confirmation for genital warts, the study is started from February 2009. So this study outcome is 12 months condyloma incidence. This condyloma also. We have a pathology to confirm lab, so it's also including the suggestive condyloma. And the variable of interest is 37 types of HPV, genital HPV. So here are the 37 types. So the study subject, we have around 2,500 men, and each of them need to have more than two or more follow-up, and without prevalent condyloma at baseline. And the 12-month incident we mentioned is we use a 6-month window. So the case, if they have a condyloma instance within 15 months, we'll consider as a case. And if the control, they need to have more than 9 months follow-up time. So statistical approach, we use two different approach. One is traditional, use logistic regression, and they use condyloma as the outcome is yes, no. And we have put the two type of HPV in the model here. We put 6 and 11, and then we put the interaction term. So when we test for the interaction term, the coefficient beta 3, if beta 3 is significant, we define it. We say it is there's a co-infection effect. And the second approach is to use multivariable adaptive regression spline called MARS. And the MARS is a non-parametric regression method. And it's composed of different coefficient and the basis function. The basis function is combined one or more variable. So here is the kind of formula for the MARS. MARS can be used for binary outcome, but also can be used for binary or continuous variable. And if the covariate are categorical variable, it can compose with indicator function. So here is an indicator function, a product of a different indicator function. So if we have HPV two types, that means we have two indicator function. Okay. So I will show you some example later. So I have been using the MARS, this kind of machine learning, and doing that using for gene-gene interaction. So these kind of studies inspire me to use this kind of method in HPV study. So this kind of give you some example of what's the MARS output. So if we have two HPV type A and B, and we can come up with this 2x2 table. So the percentage shown here is the probability of disease within each combination. So this 2x2 table shows us there's a risk group in positive this group. And usually if we use a logistic regression model, we will need a main effect for each of them and put an interaction term, so we will need 3 degrees of freedom. But if we use MARS, they will detect the risk group is here. So you use a one basis function is, the first they got basis function 2 is define the A equal 1 group. Then they find another basis function 25 is the B equal 1, this group times the A equal 1. So in the model, it's just use 1 degree of freedom to represent this interaction pattern. So the result, this one is compare some demographic factor for these two groups, and there's no significant difference across country, age, and race. And other social behavior and some factor we also test, but the result not shown here. So the model here, we did not adjust for any covariate. So these are the results for individual HPV type versus condyloma. So in general, the 12-month condyloma incidence is 3.5%. And there are 11 HPV type associated with condyloma, including 6, 11. The red mark are those with vaccine type. So right now, Merck have a vaccine for HPV 6, 11, 16, and 18. So you can see among these four types, three of them are significantly associated with condyloma. So these are 11 types. And then we look at the correlation of these 11 HPV types. And I use a 5 coefficient. And the all coefficient less than 0.2, that means the co-infection for these 11 types are very small. So that kind of they are kind of randomly infection. They don't have a co-infection together. Then we look at the multivariable model for these 11 HPV types. In the multivariable models, 5 variables were selected, including HPV 6, 11, 55, 39, and 42. Then we do the use logistic regression to do a pairwise interaction to search the interaction among these 37 types. So 3 pairs of HPV interaction were identified with p-value less than 0.05. including 662, 684, and 54, and 56. So this is the example of one of the pairs, 6 and 62. So if we first look at this one, the HPV 6 marginal effect, you can see those with HPV 6 positive, 30% of them will have condyloma incidence in 12 months. So if you see the main effect is odds ratio is 17, it's pretty strong. And the p-value is 3.8 times 10 to the minus 30, so it's very strong prediction factor. But for 62, you can see 34 and 42 is almost similar, it's no significant difference. But you can find that it's an interaction here. The risk group is HPV 6 positive, but it's HPV 62 negative. So that's kind of a short interaction, a co-infection, but it's kind of an interesting pattern. And the second pair is 6 and 84. So for HPV 6, yeah, show a strong effect here. But for 84, 3% versus 77%, it also show a strong main effect. And the interaction we can see here among HPV 6, if you have HPV 84 negative, it's a higher risk than compared with HPV 84 negative. So here shows the evidence of interaction. And another, the third pair is HPV 54 and 56. And this one is interesting because for main effect, 54, the P is 0.02, and 56 is marginal. But you can see the interaction here. Because the sample size in the positive-positive group is small, 3, so the 66% is kind of not stable percentage, but if you look at that, it's still considered very high percent. But I know it's like a confidence interval is wide for this one, definitely. Okay. Then we look at if you use some MARS regression to do the modeling, and that's the final model selected from MARS. So MARS select one main effect is HPV-11 and the three interaction pair, including the same HPV-6 and the 62. It's positive, negative versus others. And the other two pair is HPV-6/42, any positive versus both negative. And the HPV-16/39, any positive versus negative. So that's one we already talking about. That's the same pair if we use the longitudinal regression pairwise, find the same interaction for HPV-6 and 62. And this one is HPV-6 and the 42. The MARS find out the high risk group is any positive that combine these three and versus the both negative. And the percentage is 27 versus 2.3. And if we use this combination put in the longitudinal regression model, the odds ratio is 16 and the p-value is here. As you can see, there's no positive-positive. There's only one person here. So this kind of model is not really useful, but it kind of shows the statistical interaction. And that's the same thing here. They categorize two groups. One is these three groups versus both negative. So if we compare the MARS base and the longitudinal main effect model, and we're using three different criteria, including AIC based and BIC based and information criteria, and the AUC. And AIC, BIC is if the model have a less value, means the model is better. And AUC, if the AUC value larger, is better. So based on these three criteria, MARS best model is better than the longitudinal regression model. So our study is consistent with other study to demonstrate the HPV-6 and 11 are the most two strongest HPV type associated with condyloma. And we also found the synergistic effect of HPV-54 and 56 when you have these two co-infection of these two types. The chance of getting condyloma is increased. And there are two pair of interesting interaction. As these two interaction, currently I talking with the investigator, they say are this kind of difficult to interpret and may not be meaningful in terms of the because you say HPV-62 is kind of protected effect when you have this combination. HPV-6 and 62 over 6 and T4. So based on current knowledge, it may not be meaningful. But I think maybe there's something, if we have another data to external validate data, maybe something interesting behind that. So here is show the statistical interaction, co-infection. But the biological meaning and the mechanism for this kind of co-infection is still unclear. So I think further study need to future study are warranted for to validate this kind of finding. And for the longitudinal regression and the MARS, they provide different advantage for this kind of study. For longitudinal regression model, because here we only have 37 types, it's not a big number, so we still affordable to do the pairwise interaction. So using that, you can kind of do a very thorough search. But this kind of approach also have a disadvantage because when we do this search, only consider two HPV at the same time without consider others. So when you building your purpose is to building a prediction model, you want to consider all these variables at the same time. So MARS, this is a machine learning approach, provide this advantage is to looking at all 37 attribute types at the same time, but at the same time they also can find the interaction. So I think it's good to can use both of methods together in order to answer the study question.